Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Studies show that 100% of everybody in the world wants to curl up indoors and do nothing because it's so darn cold out there. That's why many people are turning to Bombas, whose pillowy plush slippers and warm merino wool socks have been said to be the most comfortable in the history of feet. Bombas products have been found to boost coziness by up to 1 million percent. Okay, enough fake statistics, but could Bombas socks and slippers really be the cure? Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code audio.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline.
We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. Georgia's grip on number one in the AP poll loosened a bit. The Bulldogs received a low on the season of 35 first-place votes out of 62. Their streak on top of the rankings is 16 straight weeks, though. The Bulldogs escaped Auburn with the win on Saturday, and the media didn't think they looked good. Georgia had 55 first-place votes and 1,562 points last week, but was down to 1,501 points in this week's top 25. Number two, Michigan, got 12 first-place votes, but they were nearly passed by number three, Texas, which got 10 first-place votes. The Wolverines and Longhorns both won big on Saturday. Ohio State kept its spot at number four. They had one first-place vote. Florida State received the other four first-place votes. The Buckeyes and Seminoles were off this weekend. Number six, Penn State. Number seven, Washington, also kept their spots. Oregon moved up to number eight, up a spot. USC dropped one spot to number nine after barely escaping Boulder with a win. Number 10 Notre Dame moved back into the top 10 after a late win at Duke and a cover. The Blue Devils dropped two spots to number 19. Florida and Kansas both dropped out of the rankings after they both lost big on Saturday. With their win over the Gators, Kentucky went into the poll at number 20, along with Louisville at number 25. And they play Saturday against ranked teams. Kentucky plays Georgia. The Wildcats reached as high as number seven early last season in the polls. Before the second half of the season, they melted like an ice cream cone. Louisville, on the other hand, hosts Notre Dame on Saturday at Cardinal Stadium. The Cards are ranked for the first time since being in the AP Top 25 for 2 weeks at the start of the 2020 pandemic season. The last time both bluegrass rivals were ranked when all of Division I college football was up and running was September 16th of 2007. So let's look at the conferences. The SEC has seven ranked teams, numbers 1, 11, 16, 20, 21, 22, and 23. The Pac-12 has six, numbers 7, 8, 9, 13, 15, and 18. The ACC has five.
I thought they were supposed to be so terrible.
They got number 5, 14, 17, 19, and 25. The Big Ten, which is supposed to be so awesome, has three, number 2, 4, and 6. The Big 12 has two, numbers 3 and 12. The Mountain West has one, number 24, Fresno State. And the Independent is just one, number 10, Notre Dame. So what about the ranked games this week? How about this juicy matchup? Number 12, Oklahoma, and number 3, Texas in Dallas. Both teams ranked entering the 43rd Red River rivalry. Number 23, LSU. They lost at Ole Miss. Now they're at number 21, Missouri in Columbia. Only the fourth meeting between the two Tigers teams and the first while both are ranked. We told you, Number 20, Kentucky's at number 1, Georgia. Funny how Georgia plays all of their games, the big ones, at home. Third time in the past 6 years the SEC East rivals have met as ranked teams, and only the fifth time in 77 series games. Number 10, Notre Dame is at number 25, Louisville, as I mentioned. Another first-time ranked matchup. The Irish and Cardinals have played just 3 times before this. So this is how the ranked games played out on Saturday. Notre Dame 21-14 over Duke in Durham. Hartman threw for 222. He picked up that huge third down and 16 run for the first down that gave Notre Dame fresh life, and they went on to win it with a late touchdown run inside the 20. Number 1, Georgia won at Auburn 27-20. Beck threw for 313 yards, a TD, and a pick. Number 2, Michigan routed Nebraska and Lincoln 45-7. McCarthy was in on 3 touchdowns for the Wolverines. Number 3, Texas spanked Kansas 40-14. Ewers threw for 325 yards and a TD and a pick. Number 6, Penn State. It was 10-10 at the half, but they routed Northwestern and Ryan Field in Evanston 41-13. Aller threw for a TD and 189 yards. He never puts up big numbers, so I'm done listening to how great Aller is. Number 7, Washington, 31-24 in Tucson against Arizona. Penix still threw for 363 yards. They didn't look sharp. Number 8, USC, Caleb Williams, 6 touchdown passes, 48-41. They got by Colorado. Deion's team now 3-2, 0-2 in the Pac-12. Number 9, Oregon won at Stanford easily 42-6. Bo Nix, 4 touchdown passes. Number 12, Alabama, 40-17 over Mississippi State. Milroe threw for 164. LSU, ranked 13th, lost at number 20, Ole Miss, 55-49. Daniels threw 4 touchdowns and 414 yards for LSU, but they lost. Number 14, Oklahoma, 50-20 over Iowa State. Gabriel threw 3 TDs and 366 for the Sooners. Number 21, Tennessee, easy over South Carolina, 41-20. Milton, 239 yards a TD, but 2 picks. Number 22, Florida, lost to Kentucky. We gave you the Wildcats minus 1, 33-14. Kentucky, Mertz threw 2 TDs and a pick in the loss for Florida. Number 23, Missouri, 38-21 over Vandy. Missouri's Cook, 395 and 4 touchdowns. And Fresno, ranked 25th, 27-9 over Nevada. Keene threw for 2 touchdowns and 269 for the 5-0, 1-0 Mountain West Bulldogs. What about the unranked on Saturday? A&M won in Fayetteville, 34-22. Max Johnson started. He's the backup. Their regular starter, injured Wigman, 210, 2 TDs for Johnson. He played solidly. Minnesota, 35-24 over Louisiana. The Gophers covered. Utah State, 34-33 over UConn. UConn covered. Clemson blew out Syracuse, 31-14. Klubnik, 2 TDs and 263 in the air. Tulane, 35-23 over UAB. James Madison hit for us, 31-23 over South Bama, laying 2.5. Buffalo in overtime beat Akron 13-10. Central Mish over Eastern Mish 26-23. Boston College by a field goal over Virginia. Miami 23-3 over Kent State. That's the Redhawks. Miami of Ohio. They're 4-1 in the MAC. Cal by a field goal over Arizona State. Maryland 44-17 all over Indiana. The Hoosiers fired their offensive coordinator. They should fire their coach too, Allen. He sucks. Purdue 44-19 over Illinois. Rutgers 52-3 over Wagner. Bowling Green upset Georgia Tech at Bobby Dodd in Atlanta 38-27. That's an ugly loss for the Yellow Jackets. Texas Tech in Lubbock 49-28 over Houston. Baylor, they were down 35-10 to UCF. I lost this bet. Baylor comes back 26-0 in the fourth quarter, and they won 36-35 over UCF. That is embarrassing for Malzahn. Arkansas State won at UMass 52-28. Remember, UMass sucks. Bet against them regularly. You'll make money. South Florida over Navy by 14. Marshall 41-35 over Old Dominion. Western Michigan 42-24 over Ball State. Toledo by 2 over Northern Illinois at the Glass Bowl. Memphis by a field goal over Boise in a wild game, 35-32. UNLV ripped Hawaii 44-20. Wyoming 35-26 over New Mexico. Rice by a touchdown over East Carolina at home, 24-17. North Texas beat Abilene 45-31. Georgia Southern hit Forest. They won by 10 over Coastal Carolina. Southern's 4-1. Troy beat Georgia State, gave them their first loss, 28-7. Texas State pummeled Southern Miss 50-36. Colorado State is 500. They beat Utah Tech 41-20. Iowa rallied and won by 10 over Michigan State at Kinnick in Iowa City. SMU 34-16 over Charlotte. Va Tech rolled Pitt 38-21. We told you West Virginia would cover the 13.5. They beat TCU in Fort Worth 24-21. When are people going to start respecting the Mountaineers? They're 4-1 and 2-0 in the Big 12. Also, App State over Monroe. Crazy game, 41-40 App. And Air Force covered for us, 10.5. They beat San Diego State 49-10 in Colorado Springs. The Falcons are 5-0 and 3-0 in the Mountain West. Wednesday night, Middle Tennessee hosts Jacksonville State in Murfreesboro. Florida International is at New Mexico State. FIU's 3-2. The Aggies are 2-3. Thursday, Sam Houston's at Liberty. Western Kentucky's at Louisiana Tech. Western Kentucky laying 6. Liberty's laying 17.5. In those games on Wednesday, New Mexico State's laying 5 to FIU, and Middle Tennessee's laying 3.5 to Jacksonville State. Friday, Kansas State plays in Stillwater against Oklahoma State. K-State's laying 11, and Nebraska's going to Champaign-Urbana to take on Illinois. The Illini are laying 3.5.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take 5 before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Let's chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted art support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.